In study, we investigated the diagnostic methods for atypical hepatic CE1 and the clinical efficacy of laparoscopic surgeries. The clinical data of 93 patients who had a history of visiting endemic areas of cystic echinococcus and were diagnosed with cystic liver lesions for the first time at People's Hospital of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region from January 2018 to September 2023 were retrospectively analyzed. The clinical diagnosis were made based on findings from serum immunoglobulin tests for echinococcus, routine abdominal ultrasound, high-frequency ultrasound, abdominal computed tomography scan, and laparoscopy. Subsequent to the treatments, these patients underwent re-examinations at the outpatient clinic until October 2023. The evolutions encompassed the diagnostic presence of diverse examinations, the efficacy of surgical approaches, and the incidence of CE recurrence. All the 93 patients were diagnosed with simple hepatic cysts by conventional abdominal ultrasound and abdominal CT scan. Among them, 16 patients were preoperatively diagnosed with atypical CE1 and 17 were diagnosed with simple hepatic cysts by high-frequency ultrasound. All the 16 patients were preoperatively diagnosed with atypical CE1 who underwent laparoscopy, of whom 14 patients were intraoperatively confirmed with CE1, which is consistent with postoperative pathological diagnosis. One patient was diagnosed with mesothelial cyst of the liver, and another was diagnosed with hepatic cyst combined with local infection. Among 17 patients who were preoperatively diagnosed with simple hepatic cyst, 4 received aspiration color therapy of hepatic cyst, and 19 received laparoscopic fenestration. These patients were intraoperatively diagnosed with simple hepatic cysts. During the follow-up, 14 patients with CE1 didn't experience recurrence or implantation of hepatic sclerosis. Among 77 patients who were preoperatively diagnosed with simple hepatic cysts, one of them received aspiration sclerotherapy of hepatic cysts, and one was finally confirmed to have CE, complicated by implantation to the right intercostal space. In conclusion, abdominal high-frequency ultrasound can detect CE1 hepatic cysts. This laparoscopic technique serves as a more effective diagnostic and therapeutic tool for CE.